Good afternoon, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. We're so happy to be with you today in Madison, North Florida, and from WMAF in Madison to wherever this broadcast is finding you, anywhere in the United States and anywhere in the world. This is the wonder of the World Wide Web. We just don't know exactly where this gospel goes and where this station reaches, but because it is connected to the World Wide Web, it can go anywhere that anyone in the world is connected by computer. We're so happy to be part of the radio listening family here in WMAF. We hear it here in Tampa. There are several people that have tuned in to hear this broadcast here in Tampa who know of our ministry and have been introduced to WMAF, and now they are faithful listeners of WMAF. So we're just grateful to be part of the listening family as part and as well as part of the broadcast family right there in North Florida. And we're so glad for you return listeners there that are allowing us to be part of your devotional life to help sow into you things that will be a blessing to you even in these troubled times, and to give you comfort, to give you counsel, to give you hope. Amen. And if you are hearing this broadcast today by computer as it streams, we are so glad that you have returned today. We want to go to the Word of God and bring forth those things in their original setting, in their original sense, so that you can hear the gospel as it was preached 2,000 years ago, not a modern day polluted version or the gospel with some spin or slant or someone taking the peripheral areas of the gospel instead of the center of the gospel and the core issues of the gospel. We want you to hear the gospel as it was preached. It saved in the first century. We don't need a new edited version for the 21st century. It saves in the 21st century as well, because it declares what Jesus has done for us at the cross. Praise the Lord. And we're so grateful for such a mighty Savior who loved us so very much that he would give his son for us. We're going to bring you Peter's message from Cornelius' house today in just a few moments. We're going to be talking about exalting Jesus and opening the door for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. I'm excited about this message. We would like to invite you, however, to come to our homepage if you would like. We have a statement of faith there. You can see exactly what our beliefs are, and each one has a scripture beside of it. You can see my mug, which is nothing to look at, but you can see my wife there, my beautiful wife, and married for 46 years now. And we're so grateful for God's grace that has kept us together and enriched our marriage and our home. You can hear testimonies there from people that have experienced God's grace. You can download many, many sermons that are made available free, no charge, no strings attached. If you would like to download Let's Talk About Jesus from that website to a disc, you can do that. It's all free. There's no one going to contact you. No letters are going to come in the mail. No pop-ups, no spyware, nothing going on there. We just invite you to come and be comfortable, and if you find something you feel would be a blessing to you, we welcome you. This ministry is sent forth to be a blessing to God's people and to communicate to people who don't know the Lord what is offered in the gospel of Jesus Christ for eternity and for right now. Praise God. This is a gospel that addresses the now and the eternal simultaneously. So we pray that if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you'll just stay tuned today. Now, to get to our website, you just type in on your search engine, THCOG. Those four letters will take you. The Holy Church of God will come up, and Robert A. Venable, V-E-N-A-B-L-E, will be highlighted there, and you can go to our website, and we would be so glad if you would. Amen. Now we're going to go to this wonderful message in Acts chapter 10, verses 36 through 46. There's 10 verses here, but this is the sermon that Peter preached down at Cornelius' house. He was a Gentile man. God wanted him to hear the gospel. You can read that in the rest of the beginning of Acts chapter 10. This is the actual sermon Peter delivered. This is the testimony of Jesus Simon Peter gave. In every sentence of this sermon, Jesus Christ is being exalted. And mighty, mighty power came as the gospel was preached upon Cornelius, his family, his servants, as they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want to be a preacher of that same gospel, because I believe we need the Holy Ghost to come in that same power. We are up against spiritual forces as we contend for the souls and hearts and minds of men. And Satan is very powerfully entrenched in our culture. And we need the gospel to be preached in power. We need God to come in power to set men and women free. This is how it worked in the early days of the establishment of the church. 2,000 years ago, this message was preached, and this message can be preached in the 21st century and have the same result. I am convinced of that. Praise the Lord. Listen to Acts chapter 10, Peter's message at Cornelius' house on the subject, exalting Jesus, opening the door for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Listen, the Word of God, verse 36, sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses, chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it was he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and dead, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, this is very important, what I just read you, these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, and as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Now, this wonderful message that Peter preached, in every sentence of it, Jesus is exalted. Last week we talked about the fact that the beginning exaltation of Jesus was that he is the mighty Prince of Peace. He's the peacemaker. He's the mediator between God and man. And he lifted up Jesus as one through whom God makes peace with fallen man. And having achieved peace with God through the blood of his cross, we can have the peace of God reigning in our hearts and in our minds. But in that same sentence, Peter lifts up Jesus as Lord of all. I love this little statement that is so filled with power and potential. Listen to it. I'm going to read that verse again to catch the end of it. Verse 36, you know the word which he sent to Israel, preaching the good news of peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Someone said when God undertook to make peace with sinners and send a message of amnesty to his rebel subjects, he did not send an errand boy or a heavenly James Baker or even a five-star general like Gabriel or Michael. He sent the Lord of all. God sent the good news of peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That's how important, friend, the mission was. That's the way it had to be done. That's who he is. He's Lord of all. Not just Lord of the Jews, but Lord of the Gentiles, like Cornelius and his family. And not just Lord of the Gentiles, but Lord of all angels and demons. He's Lord of lords and King of kings. He's the universal ruler. He's not a mere local prophet or a tribal deity or a Jewish teacher. He is the Lord of the universe and everything in it. He is Lord of all. You know, the Bible said when he returns, he's not going to come as he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. He's going to come on a white horse, the symbol of a triumphant, a mighty warrior who has triumphed. Praise God. Mighty King who has triumphed. And on his thigh, the Bible said there is a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And because he humbled himself, the scripture said that God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name that is named in heaven and earth and of things beneath the earth, that at the sound of his name every knee should bow and every tongue should confess, one great confession, that he is Lord to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord of all. Lord of all, universal, not just some kind of a God of the Western hemisphere or God of the Christian faith. Jesus is Lord of all. That's why missionaries preach Christ and him crucified to the nations of the world. That's why I'm glad this gospel right here on this little radio station from this little town in North Florida, because of the World Wide Web, is going to the nations of the world. Jesus is not just a Savior for Americans or Europeans, but he is the Savior of all mankind. Praise God. Oh, what a Savior, what a mighty King that Jesus is. That's the second thing that Peter lifts up about Jesus, that he is Lord of all. And Peter also exalts Jesus, number three, as a man anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Listen to verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. It's very important to say that the awesome fact that Jesus is Lord of all, and say also that Jesus was a man. That's the point of Peter's identifying him as Jesus of Nazareth. He had a hometown. He was known by friends and kinsmen there. He worked in the carpenter's shop with his father. The Lord of all had become human like you and me, only without sin. And so he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, like other humans need to be anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power in order to have extraordinary effect in ministry. I am absolutely dependent today on the Holy Spirit taking the truth of Scripture and making it real in hearts and lives. For I clearly understand what the Scripture meant when it said, "The God of this world has blinded the minds of men, lest they would see the glory of the gospel and be saved." And I understand that I can't intellectually persuade anyone to come out of Satan's dark prison house, that God can unlock those mighty gates. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit can persuade someone. No matter how deep or gross the darkness, the mighty Holy Spirit can penetrate that darkness as the Word of God is declared, as Jesus Christ is being exalted. You know, I did mission work for a little while, not too many trips, but enough of them to see the darkness of Haiti. And out in Pion, Haiti, Brother Bobby Burnett, actually, who you might see on television from time to time, he and his dear wife have made their life's work helping the people of Haiti. And I remember going to one crusade and being able to share my testimony and watching the mighty effect of the gospel of Jesus Christ on people who had never heard the gospel. and watching people come to know Christ as their personal Savior, not accepting some deity from some American religious system or denomination, but Jesus, the Lord of all. Praise God, as the Holy Spirit made that real in hearts and lives. People steeped in superstition, illiteracy, and back out in the boondocks and beyond where there's no electricity, no television, no radio, no running water, and to see thousands of people come to hear the gospel and to see many of them saved and transformed, not because they espoused our faith, but because they came to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. God made that truth real to them by the Holy Spirit. And it's because that of the anointing, because the gospel was preached in power, and because the power of God, the Spirit of God, became active as the truth about Jesus was being preached. Every missionary who exalts Jesus anywhere in the world knows that it takes the power of God to make that message real in the hearts of the hearers. Praise God. And so he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, like other humans need to be anointed to have an extraordinary effect in ministry. We need to be anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power as we preach the gospel. The end of verse 38 says, "For God was with him." The point is not that he was not God, because the scripture is very clear that his name was Emmanuel, God with us, God in flesh, God incarnate. The point was that as a man, he relied upon God. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. The Lord of all humbled himself and became a servant and lived his life in the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. And that means that you and I can live our life under that same anointing. We certainly can't become deity in any sense of the word, but we can have God's power within our lives. How can we possibly overcome our great enemy without the power of God indwelling us? How can we possibly overcome sin's power and sway without God's power indwelling us? How can we overcome the spirit of Antichrist without God's power within us? The Bible says, "He that's within you is greater than he that is in the world." Praise the Lord. I'm so glad for Jesus today coming to indwell us. So glad for the mighty Holy Spirit coming in as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. I am so glad for what Jesus said when he began his public ministry. He quoted prophetic words concerning himself out of Isaiah. Amen. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he hath anointed me to set the captive free, to set at liberty that what was bruised, to preach the gospel to the poor, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." In any reference Bible, that last statement, proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord, will take us back to the year of Jubilee when slaves were released from servitude, set free, and given gifts. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us that Jesus was anointed to set at liberty those that had been bruised by Satan and sin, to set free, amen, the captives. Satan holds fallen man captive in a prison house of darkness where we can't break the vicious cycle of sin and death. But Jesus was anointed by the Holy Ghost to win about doing good in that he set free, amen, and set at liberty those that were oppressed by the devil. He healed all. Today you may think that you are so bound by sin and that you are so held in bondage by Satan that you couldn't possibly change. You couldn't ever become a Christian. You couldn't ever live right and righteously. But I'm telling you, you can't. I agree with you, but I'm declaring to you today in the 21st century what Peter declared in the first century church, and that is that Jesus is anointed to set you free, and the Holy Spirit is active when we exalt Jesus to that degree. Praise God. Amen. You can be saved today, and you can be set free today. The end of verse 38 said that God was with him. This is the one mention of the Spirit's ministry that the Gentiles at Cornelius' house hear in Peter's message. I can't help but wonder if this kindled a sense of expectancy, that if Jesus, the one from Nazareth, 25 miles to the northwest, was anointed with the Spirit and with power, that they could be anointed as well, and us as well. Peter exalts Jesus as a man who had awesome power and absolute authority over sin and Satan. Verse 38 said he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Listen to this, because God was with him. Because God was with him. Praise the Lord. Listen, the Bible said they went everywhere when Jesus charged them to preach and teach through him the resurrection. They went everywhere preaching Jesus and the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Confirming the word with signs following. Praise the Lord. Amen. And because God was with him, the anointing and power of God were on him. Jesus did that which was good. He never did anything that wasn't in the will of the Father. He was tempted to do bad things just like we are, but the Bible teaches he always conquered temptation. He was stronger than sin because he kept such intimate, satisfying fellowship with God. The power of sin was broken by the presence of God's joy and power in Jesus' life. And by this same power, he conquered the devil. He went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus is stronger than Satan and his minions. Jesus rescues people who are oppressed and harassed and tormented and tempted by the devil. Peter lifts up this truth. He exalts Jesus. He wants Cornelius and his family and us to know this and believe it and experience it. When the Holy Spirit comes, he comes to make Jesus real as a deliverer from satanic oppression. See, we can't set ourselves free from that prison house, but Jesus not only holds the key, he doesn't even need a key. He just breaks the bars asunder, jerks the doors open, praise God, and sets us free. You know, the New Testament said, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." That means it's genuine, it's authentic. It's real. It's not just going to church and reciting some creed or catechism and remaining bound by sin and enslaved by Satan. It means that we come out of that prison house. The Bible said when we receive Christ as our personal Savior, we are translated out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's freedom indeed today. Because that means someone mightier than you has broken the gates of iron and set you free. Praise the Lord. We can't extract ourselves from sin's terrible enslavement, but we can be set free by one mightier than ourselves. Praise the Lord. Jesus is that mighty deliverer that comes to set the captive free. You may be one of those people today. You may be captive to pornography. It's like a drug. It's like cocaine or any other addictive drug. It will catch you and it will hold you in a prison where you have a stronger will than your own that is pulling your will in the wrong direction. I've often watched TV and I've seen those people who were coming to some teenage girl's home, and when really it was a setup to catch them because they got online, they got intrigued, and they let their lust override their good thinking, and they became predators online. And some of these people, I don't believe that was their original intent, but they got hooked by all of the pull of sin. Oh, how many people has sin brought down recently in our society and in the church and in the political arena, watching people become devastated and destroyed because of sins that put their family, their career, their integrity, everything on the line for a sin that pulled them so strong. And I'm not letting them off the hook or ourselves off the hook. What I'm saying is there is a power in this gospel to set us free from sin's dread sway. The anointing that Jesus had was to set captives free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And friend of mine, I want you to know he can set you free today. And he can set me free today. And he has. You may be held in a prison house of addiction to crack cocaine, to heroin, whatever it may be. It may be just marijuana, but you may be addicted. It may be tobacco, and you know you're hurting your health and shortening your life, and you just want to be free. It may be to anger. It may be to lust. It may be an addiction to power and riches that you just can't seem to turn loose of that desire to get more. You may need to be delivered from the prison house of want, where you're ever grasping but never having enough, and losing precious time with your family and children and loved ones to go after that something that you feel you need to make you happy. I'm telling you, when Jesus comes in, he's a mighty liberator. He can set you free. I want to bring you a message of hope today. This gospel gave hope in the first century. It gives hope in the 21st century. There are no cases too hard for God. You are not beyond God's reach today. And how do I know that? Because if you're still listening to this broadcast, God is reaching out to you right now. We don't have no ulterior motive. We don't have some spin on the gospel, some tangent that we're preaching. We're telling you what Peter preached in the first century and the 21st century will save you, deliver you, set you free, and satisfy your soul. Hallelujah. I have never been more glad after all of these years to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ than now. Jesus is the same, friend. According to the scripture, I declare him the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Christ that saved and set free and empowered Cornelius' family and Cornelius and his household is the God that's available to you today. He has not changed, and he will not change. Neither has the gospel changed. Some people have changed it, but the gospel has not changed. The good news that God in Jesus Christ can come into your heart and life, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, set you free and seal you for heaven. Praise God. Amen. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, this Jesus that Peter preached, that the apostles preached, that the prophets prophesied of, that I declare to you today, this Christ, if you receive him, repent of your sins, and invite him to be your Savior and to come into your heart and change your life. Jesus is available to you right now, today, right where you are. I am convinced that the Holy Spirit is actively working. Amen. As this gospel is preached, wherever in the world this gospel is heard, you can be saved today. And your life can be changed today. I challenge you right now in the name of Jesus to open your heart and invite him to come in and save your soul, forgive your sin, change your life, become the Prince of Peace, and become the power giver who gives you power to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Right now, you can come out of Satan's prison house. If you're a Christian today and you've still got grave clothes on, you've been given life, but not yet experienced liberty. I challenge you today to look to Jesus and cry out to him to set you free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And you don't have to fear, and you don't have to set yourself free. God will do that in Jesus Christ for you. Oh, I'm so looking forward to coming back next week right here on WMAF, continuing to exalt Jesus as the Lord and Savior that He truly is. And I'd love to hear from people. If God has changed your life, if you've accepted Him as your Savior, why don't you visit us on our website? Leave a message there to let us know what the Lord is doing through this broadcast in your heart, your life, and in your family. We believe as we exalt Jesus, we're going to hear of mighty things that God is doing. We love you today. Come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.